if we begin to understand that, we can reprogram ourselves. We can free ourselves from the past. We can free ourselves from the limitation. We can change our health by changing our mind. I mean, the best example of something like that is consider the people who are laying on their deathbed, terminal cancer, everybody writing them off, thinking it's too late, they're gone. And all of a sudden, this person gets up and says, I'm not buying this. I don't care about it. If I only have a short time left, then I'm going out there and I'm going to live the life that I wanted to live, not the one that I was programmed to live. And it's interesting because these are the people, when they get up off of that deathbed and they actually change the style of their life, are the ones that express what is called a spontaneous remission. They change their perceptions change their biology. This is not an unusual thing. Many of you are actually very familiar with a pathology associated with that called multiple personalities. Interesting about multiple personalities, these are people that have a pathology in a sense where they actually switch from one personality into another personality. What's very interesting about this, while they are, of course, neurological switches that occur as they go from one personality to the other, almost every time there are also physiological and physical characteristics that switch at the very same time. That in personality A, they could have brown eyes, and in personality B, they can have gray eyes, and this changes in about a minute or so. That in personality A, they can have an anaphylactic response, let's say, to dogs. And then a minute later, when they switch into personality B, they could play in a whole pile of dogs and never have a problem with it. But you switch them right back to A, and then one dog will cause an anaphylactic response. And so basically what we recognize as people change their personality, they also accommodate the changes by changing their physiology and their physical selves as well. Well, this is a pathology and not a lot of people are interested in that, but how about real life issues like, actors? Actors are interesting in this regard because when they take on a character, they also acquire the personality to play the character. And the better the actor they are, the more the personality takes over their lives. Some actors can gain 40 pounds for a role, and then as soon as the role is over, lose 40 pounds. Some actors could be thin and frail and then play somebody like Cassius Clay in a movie, and the next time you see them, you see him and say, oh my God, look at the physical build on this guy. And then the last movie I saw him in, he was a skinny little rail. And all this came about from what reason? The ability to take on the personality, change the personality in their life, and operate their body from a different personality led to a different biology. All of these examples are very clear and positive examples of how the mind controls biology. This includes what we call the placebo effect. The placebo effect is a person is sick and is given a pill wherein the doctor says, this is the newest, most effective pill for what you have. It's just out of the research labs. You're really going to love this pill. And the doctor gives them the pill and they get better, only later to find out that the pill was really nothing more than sugar or chalk, that there wasn't anything in there except for the belief. And it's interesting because it's now found that the minimum 35 to 40% of any drug's action is directly related to the placebo effect. And what to me is very interesting is while the drug companies actually want to eliminate the placebo effect, I'm still really questioning as to why aren't we enhancing the placebo effect? Why don't we leverage our perception to work with us and to heal us rather than trying to fake ourselves out? Change our belief systems is what it's all about. And interesting, while the placebo effect represents an example of a positive belief that leads to a positive conclusion, there's an also equally powerful but oppositely directed effect called the nocebo effect. The nocebo effect is when someone tells you something bad news or some limitation that all of a sudden becomes yours because they told you that. And when you start to recognize that as well, good news can heal you, bad news can make you sick. People can actually die just because of the belief of bad news. People can generate issues of physiology that are not really manifest for any other reason than their belief system because they expect to. And all of a sudden, we start to really dabble into what is powerful in the world that we live in. Is it the physical machine? Is it the biochemistry, the genes, as the medical profession would have us believe, especially as the drug company would have us believe, because they sell us drugs to fix up who we are? And yet the reality is the new biology says it's completely different than anything we ever thought before, because we are not a genetic automaton. We are a device controlled by perception, and we control perception. And by doing that, we can control the lives that we have. Today, we live in a world that is on the brink of destruction. There are crises in every area of the world that we look at. Healthcare, people, governments, the ecology, everything is in a strange upheaval. And it turns out the scientists have recognized that the extinction that we are facing on the world right now is not due to anything other but our human behavior. And basically it says, for us to survive, we have to change our behavior. I personally am very familiar with this because having been there in the 1970s and starting to recognize that the conventional belief of genes controlling life was really wrong, that environment was important, I started to recognize that if I changed my perception of the environment, that I would change the life I lead. And it's interesting because I sit here today telling you this information only from the enthusiasm of a guy who has experienced it. My life was nothing that I would have loved to claim before. And yet today, at this very moment, I sit here talking to you, telling you, if there is a heaven, I firmly believe it is here on this planet right now, because the life that I'm leading with my new perceptions of the fact that the universe supports me and loves me, and I find that in the community of life, I now have a completely different life on this planet. I didn't take any drugs or chemicals for this. It was basically an understanding of changing our perceptions, our beliefs about life. It's belief that is powerful. I wasn't raised in the Christian tradition, and yet I refer back to the master teacher Jesus, and he was the man who said, you could renew your life with your beliefs. I fully see that now as a scientific fact, and it's important because he said you can do all of the miracles that he could do, even better than he can do, but he said you didn't believe. And that, again, is the truth. So what I leave you with is a little piece of advice, and you hope you will follow it, and that is, recognize this. The world fully supports who we are. If there are any problems, it's usually acquired from other people who had put us down and taken away power from us. That you are fully powerful to do all the miracles that Jesus talked about, but you have to believe so. To believe so, you have to find out what programs in your subconscious mind are not supporting you and begin to change those programs into programs that encourage your vitality, your health, your life, your prosperity, and your love on this beautiful planet called Earth. Thank you.
This concludes The Biology of Belief with Dr. Bruce Lipton. Music by Stephen McNamara. For more information on the work and public appearances by Dr. Bruce Lipton, please visit www.brucelipton.com. If you would like additional copies of this audio learning program or to receive a free catalog of Wisdom for the Inner Life, please contact Sounds True, www.soundstrue.com, or call us toll-free 1-800-333-9185, or write to us at Sounds True, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.